What's going on, oh denizens of the internet? This is Pass the Popcorn, a weekly review of movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10 in bustling Albuquerque, New Mexico. My name is Devil J, and this week I had the pleasure of taking in a crime drama by the name of Wind River with a couple of Avengers, namely actors Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen, who are Hawkeye and the Scarlet Witch in other cinematic exploits. You will get no superpowers or tights here, not just a good old-fashioned whodunit in the frozen tundra of Wyoming. And if the only reason why you know that Wyoming is even a state is because Richard Dreyfuss went to Devil's Tower in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, then you and I are in the same boat. However, I do want to emphasize the word pleasure, because I honestly didn't know what to expect when I walked into Aviator 10 the other day with my popcorn, sweet tea, and gummy bears. But I gotta say, I was satisfied. Jeremy Renner, plays a guy who not only works for Game and Fish up in Wyoming, but he's also the guy that you call when you're having varmint trouble. While he's visiting his ex-wife's father on the local Indian reservation, he's hired to track down and take out a mama mountain lion and her babies who are taking down cattle. What he finds, however, is the frozen body of a young woman out in the forest. And what makes matters even worse, it's personal, because he knows the girl's father. FBI agent Scarlet Witch is called in, and from there, the two try to piece together clues as to the who and the why. The movie is gorgeous to watch. See, we here in New Mexico, we appreciate our snow up in the mountains where we can leave it up there. Up on the big screen, I was getting goose pimples. Doesn't take you long to be reminded that winter is beautiful, but also deadly in that part of the country. Wind River also exposes the plight of Native Americans throughout the country. All too often, Anglo-Saxon Americans have relegated our Native American brethren to afterthoughts. Here in South Central New Mexico, driving through the Mescalero Apache Reservation on your way to a casino or a racetrack, but forgetting the fact that decades ago they were forced to live on parcels of land when this country was theirs long before Jamestown and the Mayflower. You see families torn apart as the younger generation tries to escape centuries-old traditions with alcohol, drugs, or just trying to get off of the res itself. You'll recognize Graham Greene from Dances with Wolves and Gil Birmingham from the Twilight Saga, and both are fantastic with very sad dignity. Like last week's Logan Lucky, this movie moves at its own pace and is not for the anxious. You like Fast and Furious with its action, fast dialogue, and exotic locales? This is probably not your film. Wind River is one of my favorite phrases. It's a slow burn, taking its time to flesh out Renner's character and the demons he has to fight on a daily basis. Olsen is good as well, holding her own instead of being the damsel in distress. But the true star of this film is quite honestly the icy landscape and the beauty that is Wyoming. Doesn't make me want to move there, and no, I received no compensation from the Wyoming Bureau of Tourism. In a really, really slow couple of weeks at the box office, this film has been hanging around in the top five, and I can see why. I'm going to give this one a solid 4 bags of popcorn, meaning I would not only recommend it, I would see it again. The cinematography is definitely worth seeing it up on the big screen. For showtimes, call 437-9301 or jump onto their website at allentheatersinc.com. Check back with me on Monday the 11th as the popcorn's going to be flying with jump scares aplenty. Pennywise, the dancing clown, is back to terrorize a new audience with a reimagined version of Stephen King's horror film, It. For Allen Theater's Aviator 10 and Burt Broadcasting, I'm Double J, and I'll see you at the movies.